There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
It's Dick Toledo, and you found the resting place for all HMS podcasting. 98KUPD.com, right within the 98KUPD app, and at PodcastOne.com. So thanks for enjoying the podcasting content, and today it's brought to you by our friends at Chapman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Check out their hundreds of new and used inventory at ChapmanDodge.com, because, you know, in the middle of a pandemic, the thing a lot of us really want to do is get away, far away, to where all the people are not. And I know personally, working with a Jeep lover for 20 years, that the one thing that can get you there, the off-road machine, a Jeep. And at Chapman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, you can save big on the rolling definition of go big or go home during Jeep Adventure Days happening now. Visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School, or simply do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more and enjoy today's podcasting content.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Before we get to Brady and the Brady Report, which is essential to your day, we got to talk to Jeremy, who's not calling yet, and I told him to. He'll get it. But Jeremy's out there this morning hanging out for KUP deployment. And he's doing his job poorly as of right now, but we'll get him in. Is he ringing now? There he is. He gets it. Jeremy, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
How are you this morning, Jeremy?
I'm doing good, sir. How you doing?
You sound down. What's wrong?
I'm not down. Let me take the mask off. I'm good.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Talk to me with a mask on the phone. We're fine this far apart. I think we've distanced enough that we're telephonic.
I don't know. I don't. What's Brady been out doing lately?
That's a good point. Yeah, actually, put the mask back on just in case.
Get off of Colton's back.
Yeah, and is Colton out there? Is he masked up? You guys are taking care of each other?
Yes, we are. He's all masked up and doing a good job.
All right. Your KUP deployment out there at where are you? I don't even know where you are.
We are at the Safeway on Signal Butte and Warner out here in Mesa, basically halfway to Tucson, 4316 South Signal Butte Road. Come on out. KUP deployment packs. We are focusing on travel size toothpaste today. And then I got some bandana stickers, CDs, DVDs, and Jack Daniels koozies and patches. I'll make sure to save one for Bretzky for his cool little biker vest that he has.
You get Jack Daniels patches? You can sew it onto his vest. Oh, that's great.
That'll make three on
I need a Sambuca patch.
I saw guys on the 51 riding bikes yesterday, and they were darting in and out pretty good. And one dude had some patches on, and I didn't see the name of the group. And the other guy just had a leather vest in the bottom of it.
Christian riders?
No, they weren't. No. These dudes were more.
Were they the opposite of Christian riders?
They may have been Christian, but they were. I wouldn't have. Yeah, let's just say that these guys were bike riding.
They're great guys.
They're great guys. They were a couple of really good dudes. If they saw me, I don't want. But the one dude's back of his vest just said pledge. Had no other stamps on it. Nothing.
Prospect?
Hey, he's like
pledge.
He's like
the intern. This said pledge. I don't know what it was, but it said the bottom. Maybe that was his nickname.
Advertisement?
Maybe he cleans. Maybe he's the guy who does all the woodworking. Yeah. I don't know, but it said pledge on his back. And I don't know if they're pledging or prospecting. Prospects are for the big boys, right? That's what a.
Yeah, for the society.
For the HAs, yeah. I don't know what this is, but I've never seen it before. And he's in his vest, and he's tooling around with the other guy. He's got all sorts of stuff on his. And then pledge. Just that's all it said on the back. Didn't even say prospect, because I've heard prospect before, and I thought, but I hadn't heard of the group. It wasn't the HA boys, but it was something like that.
Mongrels.
Was it one of, like, the police groups? Because they usually use different terms because they want to stay away from the ones that, like, the one percenters use.
Right. Yeah, it was just a group of lawyers, hard-ass lawyers that were rolling around. No, I don't know. It wasn't. I've seen the firefighters ones, and they look like they're in, like, they're copying the Hells Angels stuff. It looks like their gear is the same.
Was it Brett and Fitz?
You know what? It might have been Brett and Fitz. Are you his pledge?
No.
Do you clean his wooden table?
No.
With a lemon scent of pledge? Jeremy will be out there all morning long collecting. Today we're focusing in on the toothpaste, the travel-size toothpaste for our troops. Arizona troops that are overseas right now and are going to stay that way, it looks like, throughout the holidays another year. And this is a big deal. They always send back emails thanking us that packages from home mean more to them than anything else. So you can help us out a ton by going out there to see Jeremy this morning out on Signal Butte and Warner. Or you can go on our Amazon wish list at 98kupd.com, KUP deployment. All right, you and Colton have fun. Be careful and give a lot of things to people, all right?
Absolutely. So thank you.
Except COVID. See you later, Jeremy. There you go. Don't give that up. And another thing before we move on, Brady. Tyrus, who emails us all the time, says, good morning, good sirs. I will never let you forget, John, that I'm doing very well now with stand-up comedy, and it's because of you and what I did in the studio in January of 2020. It's been going balls to the wall, sir. It's been absolutely amazing. So thank you. I owe it to you and the gang for positive feedback you gave me during Holmberg's Happy Endings auditions last year. Tonight is my first official booked show. I'm super excited. Do you think you can give our club a little shout-out and drop a shout for tonight's show, since without you, it wouldn't have been possible? It would be great if you'd promote it. No, I won't do that, Tyrus. No, but that's nice. It's congratulations. I hope you're doing well. Tyrus Etheridge, everybody, at a comedy club near you. No, he's at jpscomedyclub.com. Is that East Warner Road? It's in Warner. Mm-hmm. Warner Road. So it's out there by Jeremy now. So if you are interested in that, that's where he is. And our young upstart, our prospect, Tyrus Etheridge, who emails me a lot of funny stuff every morning, has this show. I didn't give it time, and I've already thrown it out. So it's sometime. Just go to jpscomedyclub.com. That's good.
Yeah.
Look what we did, Brady. We sparked a guy into getting to be a comedian. So his future of pill-taking and depression begins tonight, officially, which is fantastic. Let me tell you this about your comedy world. The only time you're going to feel good about yourself is on stage, because you can't match that euphoric high ever again. You might as well start a heroin habit, because at least you can kick it.
That is the hair wrong.
Because last Friday on the Corolla thing, when we had a good night and I went home, that euphoria you feel coming off a stage after a performance that goes well can't be matched. And then regular life is just nowhere near as gratifying. It's awful. You spend like the next – and there's no wonder comedians are all crazy. They come off stage and then they go back to normal life and it's never that good again.
That's got to be true with, you know, rock music, yeah. Stage performing.
Completely. Anytime you're up on stage and you're owning a group of people that
even
way.
Even Michael Flatley.
Oh, Lord of the Dance. That guy got, you know what? That guy got so
ovations.
Arrogant and then depressed.
Yep.
Because he couldn't, you can't match that adulation. You can't sit back and go, well, everybody at the restaurant's about to lose their minds because I'm, and then you just can't do anything. So Tyrus, congratulations. It's a dim, dim life with success. I highly recommend just staying at the Home Depot. But you can go to Hooters tonight, have some fun. Oh, man. Tonight, Dolphins, Jags. So about 4 o'clock, Poison, Rope. That's what I'm going to do. And it's just so I don't see any of that. It's the black licorice of football matchups.
Gardner Minshew?
He's interesting.
Yeah.
That's the stash. Right.
The stash and the beard.
Yeah.
When I want to watch a comedy, I don't turn to sports. Gardner Minshew is a funny thing. He might be good.
Man, he's killing
it. He's good.
Okay, calm down. He's good.
Looking.
He's good. He's a
go Cougs. I'm going to go Brady on this one.
Yeah, he's great. You guys are. Yeah, and he might someday be okay. But let's calm down a little. The only reason he's getting attention
is his time to shine.
It's his hair and his mustache.
Perfect.
And
he's taking advantage.
It's Fu Minshew. It's all the marketing.
Fitzmagic.
And Fitzmagic. Is one of the worst quarterbacks to ever play the game who has these moments of like, what's this? I loved it last week. Somebody on the NFL Network called him a double agent. He goes, he gives both teams a good chance to win. So tonight's matchup, if you're a real football fan and you're not a girl who's in it for the colors and the funny mustaches.
Fantasy football, man.
Yeah, exactly. Have fun with that, because tonight's matchup is a joke of epic proportions. Jags. Dolphins. The only way to enjoy it is a mouthful of wings and a belly full of Coors Light. And the better way to enjoy it is to watch something else.
Come on.
Is Pimple Popper on tonight? Maybe Hooters should have that on instead. It's back. You can watch it. I don't know why you would, but I'd go down there and watch anything else and eat the wings and drink the Coors Light. Hooters, thank you very much. Sorry the NFL handed you this bag of beans. What a nightmare game tonight is. They tried a promo on that, too. Thursday night. the battle for Florida. I'm like, nope, it's already been won by the Buccaneers. Already won. Jacksonville and their magic man taking on Miami and Fitzmagic. I'm like, nope, no. The only thing magic about this game is how fast I'm going to make it disappear off my TV. The Minshew Fitzpatrick game. No thanks.
Give it a chance, John.
For what? What reason?
For what?
Tell me why. Tell me 5 weeks down the road.
It's football.
Tell me five weeks.
It is football.
Okay, it isn't football.
It's important NFL
again,
football.
I don't know if you guys heard that. Jags, Dolphins. Not so sure it's football. No crowd, no energy. That's what that game needs. I think it might actually be a COVID crowd. Either way, even if they had a vaccine yesterday, you'd see the same amount of people in the seats.
Who is the home team?
Who cares?
Jacksonville, I believe.
You'll have the advantage.
Oh, it'll be full. Oh.
Yeah, well, the Jags are allowing people, yeah. Yeah, I will. I like Minshew 3. He throws the ball real strong like.
Set your DVRs, 520 tonight.
Man. 420 tonight. Look for the breaking news of local DJ kills self as TV remote breaks. Ah! Local entertainer kills self. Can't find batteries for TV. That's a clunker. And stop it with you two and you two suckers talking about Gordon Mead. Good. That dude's a Hall of Famer.
I didn't say
you
that.
WSU McCoog, pal.
That's right.
You knew I'd jump on Fitz Magic.
Yeah. I knew you would because of the nickname.
He loves gimmicks.
And he was a bungle.
Minshew's, he's 80s now, right? It was, or he's gone to 70s, his wardrobe.
Minshew?
Oh, I don't know.
He's
I haven't
60s,
seen
I think, because of longer hair.
I saw him in the suit once. I thought that
listen
was a
to you
one-off.
Two homos.
Yeah.
He looks what's good. He wearing tonight? Why don't you red carpet this situation?
She got on Minshew dressing like Joey Broadway.
What you wearing?
All right.
Brady Cressley over there.
Oh, I love what I'm seeing here. The way he's mixing and matching the tight pants with the loafers. Minshew looks like he stepped right out of Easy Rider.
Talking with prime rib time.
Stop it. Terrible. Yeah. If you like, oh, and also, I only got about a third of the way through it. Well, I actually did watch the whole thing. I'm not supposed to say. Megan was going to watch with me, but she went to bed, and I woke up in the middle of the night and couldn't sleep, so I watched Octopus, My Octopus Teacher. Have you seen that?
Yeah, we talked about it on the releases.
Have you seen it?
I know.
I saw the trailer of it.
Worth it?
Is he as weird as it seems?
A little bit, but...
Did you bait?
No, I didn't bait. Let's just say there's a lot of moisture.
All right.
It'll end you.
A lot of ink?
What?
Oh, I inked. Oh, yeah.
What?
It's got Toy Story quality to it at the end.
Shut up.
You're balling.
I'm like a baby.
You're a baller. You're a baller.
Come on.
Like a little girl. My octopus teacher. Jay told me about it.
So he dies?
Shut
Great.
Up. No, he doesn't. He doesn't. He gets eaten by a shark.
Oh.
It's terrifying.
Oh.
But it's the way it's supposed to be, you know? Watch it. Even me telling you that, you'll still be like, oh, they're bonding. It's rough. And ironically, it's the exact same way I met Brady. I was snorkeling. He was stuck under a rock.
I thought he attached himself to
you. He wouldn't let me touch him for the first year. But I visited over and over, and then finally he reached
imprinted.
Out. He reached out.
Imprinted.
Oh, it'll get you, especially at 1 a.m. when you're not sleeping. Anyway, it's time for Brady to give you the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. And, of course, like Brady, please report it.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Cherry Jubilee Day.
I still
or
know
Cherries Jubilee.
What is that? It's ice cream and cherries, right?
Or isn't it a flaming dessert?
Cherries no, that's Jubilee? Flambé, isn't it?
That's flambé, oh.
Cherries I don't know.
I don't like
you're
it.
The food
I don't like
guy.
Cherries and chocolate.
Is it chocolate? I thought it was vanilla. I don't know what it is. I've heard it before, and it sounds hoity-toity.
I always thought Cherries Jubilee.
Here you are bringing it up. You don't even know what it is. Yeah, that's vanilla ice cream and cherries. Right?
Yeah, sugar, golden rum. Yeah, so Brady's right.
What was he right about? I haven't even heard golden
rum. You flambe
rum.
The rum.
Cooking. You light it on fire?
Yeah, light it.
Is it? You've had it?
Slow the pan slightly until the mixture thickens. with the sugar. All right, then you pour it over ice cream.
Toledo, print it up and make it at home.
I'm not interested in that one.
You guys should eat Cherry's Jubilee while you're watching that HOF matchup tonight of Minshew versus Fitzmagic.
It was HOF.
Yeah, you were leaning that way.
What?
Did you get the idea that these two were excited about the game, Brett?
Just a little.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Excited doesn't mean HOF.
Minshew, oh, he's good. He's good.
The both of you.
I'm with Brady on this one. Coug power.
You were all over this thing, this Minshew mania, this marketing campaign.
People are coming over.
He's Don Majkowski. It's the same as Don Majkowski. It's the magic man. Shake and bake.
He got 2 years out of it.
Minshew's fine. He's actually okay, but it's still
there's some potential.
It's still the goddamn Jags and Dolphins. God hates Jags.
Fine. We'll look at it that way.
I will, because I'm right. Same way I look at like.
Wait a minute, is that your reverse psychology
on
him?
Fine. See it exactly as it is. 2 + 2 = 4, man. What an asshole with his exact
jerk.
His exact
right.
analysis of a crap game.
Got a couple of baseless fun facts. There are size A and B batteries.
Mm-hmm.
They're just rarely used in anything.
No. There's found still out there's occasionally a 4A used. Battery the other day.
There is?
4A's? How little are those?
Just slightly smaller than a AAA.
AAA's are baby tiny. Yeah. Wow.
The A and B are occasionally used overseas for things like bicycle lamps.
That's a headlight.
Yeah. No, they actually have
full
lamps.
Then what do they need batteries for? If it's fire.
They finally got rid of the fire, and now they use A and B batteries.
It's a carrot and horn like they did in the old days. Like fire.
I think you'll know this one. Three Men and a Baby was directed by...
Oh, I know this. Hold on. Damn it. I want to say Betty Thomas, but that's not right.
Kick yourself.
It was a woman, right?
No.
Nope. No?
No?
It's on the tip of my tongue.
It's directed by a Vulcan.
Oh, yeah, that's Leonard Nimoy.
Yep.
Nimoy. Oh. That's right. I forgot. Damn it, I knew that. And that dead baby that's in the back is just a cardboard cutout.
That was a tribble.
Oh, it could have been a tribble. He threw one in. Remember that big controversy? It's like, who's the... And they found the owners of the place they filmed, and they're like, there's a dead baby. And the people who used to own that condo, yeah, their baby died.
Yeah.
And some kid just standing in the shot. And it turned out it was just a cardboard cutout of one of the actors folded in half.
And they just saw the top half?
Yeah, well, you've never seen that before?
I can't.
That big controversy.
I remember
with,
they're talking about.
But... Three Men and a Baby had a thing where they're like, in the middle of the show. It's the same as The Wizard of Oz when the guy hung himself. That's real. That can actually happen. The ghost thing can't actually occur. Because
you mean the guy in the back of the picture that supposedly hung himself?
Evidently, yes. Somewhere in the background of The Wizard of Oz, there's a hanging thing. But nobody's ever proven it. But the guy did hang himself during filming of Wizard of Oz. So that makes sense that something happened.
So somebody put it in the movie?
I don't know the truth, but they say that there's a thing you can see in The Wizard of Oz, but you can't. But a guy did hang himself during production of Wizard of Oz, but there's the folklore is that it's actually in the movie.
One of the.
But the Three Men and a Baby thing is, in one of the shots, Ted Danson in the movie plays an actor, and there's cardboard cutouts of him in his movie roles in the house that he lives in, and because he lives with two other dudes.
Yeah.
And then the baby shows up. So one of the cardboard cutouts during filming got stuffed behind a curtain, kind of halfway. And so the people who owned the condo they filmed that in, their kid died. So in the background, it looks like there's some figure behind the curtain, which would have been his room. And everybody freaked the F out that there was some ghost baby in Three Men and a Baby. And then nobody wanted to hear the truth when Leonard Nimoy and everybody said, no, that's a cardboard cutout from an earlier shot. Like, no, it's not. It's the dead boy.
When the rumor first happened, it is kind of creepy, though, because you see it because it's just a scan. Like, they're just walking by it.
It's just
like,
in the room. It? Right. Yeah. And it does, when you're an idiot, you see that, and you're like, wow, they're telling me it's a ghost. And you're like, oh, your body chills. But then you realize, oh, wait, no ghosts.
And your mind can trick you.
Yeah. And if that's all ghosts can do, why are we afraid of them? But it is weird, because when they're telling you it's a ghost, and you're saying, oh, my God, there is a thing back there. And then when you realize, oh, it's explained. But nobody wanted to hear the explanation. The picture's pretty great. Not the movie, but I mean the actual still shot of the ghost is pretty ghosty.
About 27.7 million tons of dust blows from the Sahara Desert across the Atlantic Ocean to the Amazon rainforest every year.
Wow.
That's a haboob.
That's the ecosystem at work, right? Just knocking it down, making more dirt.
I thought the atmospheric flow goes the other direction, though.
Maybe it did go that direction. You just traveled east instead of west, but it still does it.
It could be.
I don't know how it works.
I don't either.
Just listen to Brady. He's a scientist.
It just happens.
He does say they're baseless fun facts.
It's a southern hemisphere, though. Maybe it goes the other way.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
A new study found the average American is filmed by security cameras. You ready for this?
Oh, boy.
238 times a week, 34 times a day. Smile.
Wow. Damn.
And they say it's only going up.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Everywhere, the average employee.
Oh, my God. That's right. Everywhere I will go today will be cameras.
Average employee is on camera 8 times a day or 40 times a week, but it's a lot higher if you work in retail.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're constantly. You're just filmed the whole time.
But think about it. I'm going to here at work, walking in, they got me on camera.
Yep. In the kitchen.
I don't know about that kitchen one. We've had so much theft in that kitchen.
I think they removed that one once they put the vending machines
in. Yeah, because that was supposed to be Marcus behind the TV. Yeah. But we had so many people stealing out of that kitchen, and never once did we nab anybody. If we had cameras, there'd be like 4 people in jail.
There was a camera there. I just don't know if it was connected to anything.
If it was on, John Vella would be in jail. Because he stole all of the sodas when we used to be on the honor system. I'm blaming him because he's the leader of the Weekenders.
Doorbell and security cameras in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
By next year, there will be around 1 billion live security cameras worldwide.
Because the gas station, I got to go there. I always look at the camera that's watching me do that.
How many times have you filmed by your own? I mean, our camera picks me up 5 times a day.
My front door camera gets me every time I go in and out.
Yeah.
I got the driveway camera. I got my backyard camera.
My neighbor, are you on your neighbor's cameras?
I don't lurk around my neighbor's house.
The only ones that don't have to worry.
Do they have that scope?
I mean, I hear a lot of moaning, and I go check out the window.
What's that?
Michael and Troy, are you guys still playing that leapfrog? Michael will never get over Troy. Just keeps trying, and he can't get over him. But
something keeps holding him back.
Yeah, he's trying to jump over him, and it just keeps going. It's like you guys have
like
to
he's stuck.
You guys have to switch roles.
The only ones that don't have to worry are vampires.
That's right, Brady.
Fact.
Science.
General Mills has basically admitted they messed up the formula of for the sugar cereals. And
all of them?
4 of them.
Oh.
And they're going back to the original formula.
It's got to be
Fruit Loops. They removed a bunch of stuff, and people started seeing the taste wasn't there.
Trix?
Bingo.
Trix is totally
Puffs,
different.
Trix. Golden Grahams and Cookie Crisp are all going back to the original formula. Golden Grahams will be made with actual honey now.
Golden Grahams was awesome.
They say the reason is millennials are nostalgic for their cereals they grew up eating, but it's a real letdown when their cereals don't taste as good as they remember.
Well, they're a very fragile group, evidently.
Oh, yeah.
They're suicidal, constantly suicidal. So we have to change the Golden Grahams back to the old way or they're going to...
They're in stores now, kids.
Millennials, you can eat like you did when you were a child.
Do they have the old packaging?
I don't think Golden Grahams...
They're just staring down at you.
Yeah, they have all the eyes looking down. Depending.
I told Kirby that, and every time in the store she looks at them, they're looking at them.
Do you do most of the grocery shopping?
No.
You just
We split it.
Oh, really?
It's basically sometimes if I'm on my way home or something, hey, will you pick up this?
Oh, yeah.
And she'll usually go once a week, like on a Monday or something like that.
Load
and
up.
Hit it and try to get most of the week. But then when I have 2 or 3 dinners and lunches.
I'm going to ask you now, do you have a fridge in the man cave yet?
No.
Oh, it changed a lot.
That's right. Brett's right. It's a bitch bar.
Come on.
What about the aquarium guy? You said you were supposed to hear from him yesterday.
You had your big meeting.
Oh, look at that.
I ghost sullen face. I got to get back to him today.
You're nervous. Are you? Is she hitting you?
You are.
No.
You're totally
but I think
changed.
She will.
You're coming around on giving in on this thing is not going the way you wanted, so you're not going to do it anymore, are you?
I don't know.
You're pulling out of the man cave.
I'm waffling.
On the man cave?
No, not on the man cave.
Well, you sure
but
are.
But the aquarium.
But all the stuff that goes in it. Have you pulled all the stuff that we were talking about?
No, I've got 2 pictures that I'm putting up there.
Of what?
I found an old postcard of the family business, the Bogan, Bogan, and Bogan.
There you go.
Heating and air conditioning.
Sure.
And so I made a canvas of that. that'll go up there. And then I got the Bogan ham cures.
So none of the KUPD accomplishments, just your dad.
And I've got right. I have a KUPD. Say,
because
thing
this is these are your family's accomplishments. Yeah. Let's get some of you.
And
up
I'll be
there.
Putting the
nothing of the Ronald E. Crane history.
No, she's not
well,
in it.
There,
it's a man
there
cave.
Is a, oh,
is
man
it?
Cave.
Is
I'll
it?
Have, it's a good point, Brad.
I'm going to move the Brady's Big Fat Wedding.
Oh, you're.
I probably put that in there.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Mm-hmm. So she's in it.
Where's that currently?
In the hallway.
Yeah, I'd leave it in the hallway.
Okay.
That's a family thing. Your man cave doesn't have to celebrate your wedding. That's, in a weird way, gay.
And then I have...
You can't have wedding pictures in your man cave.
No.
That's not yours anymore.
Even if Wayne Static's
yeah,
in
even, yeah, even if it's a cool one, you just don't do that. Celebrate the ham that you love so much and your dad's AC unit.
And I have the cans. I still got to get to the shelving.
But you haven't pulled out all of her stuff yet. Is Kirby's game still in there?
No, just the bookshelf.
You didn't. You got rid of her Xbox?
No, I got to get still that out of there.
All that stuff.
The Apple TV's gone though, so we is making a little bit of progress.
Yeah, I guess you got some of it.
I'm looking baby for the bright side here.
Yeah, no, there's not much. This man cave is really going poorly. And how many?
Take a little time.
And where were you? What did you watch on TV with the whole family in the man cave the other day?
Mulan again.
Oh, we watched on
Mulan again
Monday night.
Yeah.
The Challenger thing, the space.
You as a family watched the space shuttle blow
up. Yeah, because Kirby wanted to see that.
No football.
And the main room.
Was that Monday or Tuesday?
Unloaded.
That was Tuesday night. I did watch the Monday night football.
Okay.
Monday
in the man cave?
Solo.
All right.
I'm solo in there all the time.
Oculus?
I.
The masturbatorium?
That's out of the man cave.
You put it in the man cave.
Might have to get a second set.
Oh, it's Kirby's really liking the Oculus.
Because now that you know the Oculus Quest is no longer made; it's a new model.
Oh, so you can still use
yours.
They
stepped it up.
Well,
you can still use.
So wait, which model do you have then?
The Quest.
Oh, the one that
they have a new one. Kirby told me, "Hey, they."
She's already hitting you up for another one.
That's what I said. I said you're getting it.
Well, then you take her old one.
In due time.
What?
All right.
Time is due now.
Yeah.
Brady's getting the hand-me-downs on this one? That doesn't sound right.
His man cave's a hand-me-down.
Look, you old pirate. Yeah. I'm going
to get... You know what I'm getting? The new, I could commandeer the new materials easier than you can buy them, Daddy. As a space pirate smuggler. You old buccaneer. What are you doing here in the man cave, Dad?
Get out of here.
Well, it's disappointing how you've quit on this. They were so excited about it.
I haven't quit.
Yeah, you have.
Just slow it up a little bit.
That's quitting. You're done with this thing. There's a vase of shelves. There's a vase of flowers going in there by Saturday. There's going to be yarn and knitting needles jammed in a basket in the corner. That's going to be some sort of weird family gathering movie. It's going to be called the theater room before you know it, and you probably already started calling it that. And then you'll watch movies on that big screen together as a family. And the next thing you know, you're going to be asking, hey, can I use the theater room? No, we're going to watch something tonight.
Okay.
Nope.
And then you'll be in your room. I can tell by your face that's already been called the theater room a few times.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm. Your no trespassing sign has to go up. You've lost footing here, Brady. And you know
it'll
it.
Get there.
Don't convince me. Convince yourself, pal.
Yeah.
Well, it could have been there. Could have been there by now if you'd have listened to Brett. Brett, what is it?
Bitch barn.
Thank you.
Well, let me get to this
Brett
Kickstarter.
Just saw a picture. Ronnie just showed a picture of all the flowers that she's putting up in wallpaper form in your bitch barn.
Let me recommend a game changer for you.
Oh, I got
it. Kickstarter.
Okay.
$28. The old burrito pop. You ready for this? It's a tube that you put your burrito in. And you roll
like
it like chapstick so it doesn't get all over you. You can eat the burrito without it breaking down.
Wait a minute. What is it?
A burrito container. It's a tube. It's like a chapstick. So you put the burrito in there.
You roll the bottom
and
you twist
the bottom.
Push-up.
And it pushes
push-up.
Up.
That's
yeah.
it. That's what I was
it's the ice cream
thinking.
Push-ups. Those were oftentimes messier than just eating ice cream.
Yeah, because they leak right through the seal.
Not with the burrito pop.
All right. He's getting defensive like it's Gardner Minshew.
I don't know about.
How many you got on order?
I haven't ordered. I just saw it
burrito
today.
Burrito pop.
Yeah.
Why are we so
Oh, that was graphic.
That was dirty.
Wow.
So you put the burrito in
the... Not you by
pokes his head.
Oh, my God, that's a fleshlight.
Yep.
That is not going to get used for burritos by the larger, thicker
multi-purpose.
Men. Well, I don't want a burrito after. This thing's got sour cream all over it. That is a... For a thicker gentleman, that is most certainly a fleshlight.
You don't want a burrito right after
yeah,
that?
You want
a cigarette after that, or
burrito's
what?
Burrito's making me kind of hard. I think I'm going to... My burrito light. Why don't we just eat burritos in bowls?
They do.
No, I mean, why don't we just do it? I know they have,
yeah,
but why don't we just
get rid of the tortilla?
You know, I love the tortilla, but it's a mess no matter what, so you can't eat
the tortilla
it.
On the side or what?
No, just have a bowl under your face. Just and then scoop up the leftovers instead of just trying to eat it in your car and stuff. The burrito is not a canned
car.
Food. No, it's not.
It's a tough
you got to eat it over a plate or something. We're too proud. We got it wrapped in foil like that's going to do anything.
28 days to go. They've almost doubled their goal. They wanted 10 grand. They
it's
almost
a good idea. 20. You have to really like burritos, though.
That's a big burrito.
I don't know, man.
That thing's huge.
Ladies eating the commercial. The ladies
Holy
eating straight
crap.
Out of the fleshlight.
I'm an artist, an entrepreneur, and a burrito aficionado. 8 years ago, I went to grab lunch at my favorite burrito truck with full hands, coffee mug in one, phone in the other. Thankfully, by the time my burrito was ready, my mug was empty, and the burrito fit. Back at the office, the mug helped me multitask as I ate. To a point.
See?
Burrito That's
mug.
When I came up with Burrito Pop. Burrito Pop holds your burrito or wrap, freeing up your hands,
she got turned
and
down
keeping
by the
them
sharks.
Clean while you eat.
Did she?
No,
our patented burrito elevator is a twist on the entire burrito eating experience, giving you every last morsel without the mess.
I can just hear the Mexicans. Right? The Mexicans are going, white
people,
stupid white people. We've been eating those for hundreds of years, and you guys are putting it in a pop-up cup?
Bah.
Putas. That's exactly what the entire Mexican population just called us.
Putas.
Imagine opening that gem up. You forgot you had a burrito in there for.
Would you go back in?
The lid might pop off because
you
the
put
gas
your foil.
Build up.
I put my foiled burrito over the old. I'm like it'll protect.
How many of those are going to be in company refrigerators?
I mean, it's a cute idea for white women who are trying to keep their clothes clean, but don't buy a burrito.
You're right. When you get down to the eating, it'll still be messy.
It's still going to be messy. Yeah. So if you're worried about it falling, just don't get a burrito that day. Have some self-control, pig.
Who's going to carry that big tube around all day long like that?
I know a few people. Lex Steele would.
My ex-husband did that. We took his tube and we made it a burrito pop-up.
You're going to charge $50 for those things.
For a burrito pop-up?
Yep.
For a $2 burrito?
It said $28.
Oh, nope, right here it says the normal retail price is $50.
Yeah. Oh, but you can
$33
here
right
idiot.
Now.
You're
you
an
can
idiot.
Support
yeah.
it. Yep.
Hey, Whitey, go yourself. I'll get some burrito squishings on my t-shirt. Big deal. I'm going to wipe my hands on it anyway. Burrito pop-ups. It's kind of a clever idea, but then when you put it into actual motion, it's like, how hard is eating a burrito? What are you, a child?
Then you'll just develop the guard. It's like our game changer.
Yeah, the
shield.
Masks.
You put it under your chin, and it just
it's all right.
Food falls over there.
No, settle down.
Funnel it right in.
It's like a feed bag.
Food funnel. Brady wants to. You literally want the human centipede only mechanically. You just want something.
Just put it in the thing, shoot it into my mouth like a bank.
All I got to do is work my jaw.
It just keeps coming in. It's a food chute.
Don't they do that to cows? Like they jam that thing in their throat and then whoof, they fire grain into their mouth?
Oh, I've never
seen
like
really?
A sick cow. Yeah, they do it to like the cows that are sick. Oh, they make them bite down on this thing and then just shoots into their mouth.
I've never seen that.
Maybe it's medicine. It was medicine because I was watching goiters getting cut off of cows and abscesses.
Oh, those things are man.
And they feed them the medicine by shoving the thing. And then poof, they just fire all the stuff and the cow just goes.
Their eyes cross. When they're
completely. That's what Brady wants dinner to look like.
Put the chute in my mouth. Fire it in.
Bogans are eating again.
In India, Dr. Bonmi Tayang
nailed it.
Removed a toothbrush from a guy who was brushing his teeth and
somehow in his butt
swallowed the toothbrush.
Oh, there's a cow abscess. Watch this. Hold on. Watch this cow abscess get leaked. Oh, there's no sound?
Is there no sound?
I don't know. You're not it's not turned
up.
Yeah,
it's up.
Oh my god. YouTube cow abscess.
Draining out a cow abscess.
I think you're the first one that showed me this, Richard. This is great stuff.
Milk.
What is this?
Watch, so it's just going to stab it here in a second.
A bag of pus that hangs up. Cows get this every once in a while. Rich and I are watching gross YouTube videos with Nelly. Jenny, our boss, Jenny.
That's right.
And I was watching these, and she came around the corner. Oh, this is so awful. And they give it a shot of a thing, and the cow doesn't know what's going to happen, and then they cut a little hole where this abscess thing is on its back leg, and then give it a little pinch. It's like the world's biggest cow zit, and then... Oh, it's just so great when he opens. Here it comes. Here we go. Scooch forward just a bit. Oh, God. I can't. There, look at this. Watch. There you go.
That is chocolate milk. That's how you get chocolate milk.
Oh, look at that one. And then he pulls the junk out, and it just comes screaming out of there. Well, that's nothing. Scooch it up even more. Watch the flow. Here we go.
That's cow acne.
Well, that one flowed out good. That wasn't as bad as I was.
Still going.
The ones that spray out, like you just, like you opened up.
He's got to get in there.
Oh, that's it. There you go.
There you go.
He's got a needle nose in there.
You want some steak tonight, Brett?
No.
Well.
Yeah, I remember Jenny Morris came in. How's everything going? She's the owner of the entire.
Hey.
What are you guys watching? Like, you don't want to be in here for that. Oh, my God. Rich and I are watching cow abscess videos. Ugh. Go ahead.
Congratulations to trying to remember her or find her name. The 96-year-old woman in Pittsburgh. She bowled a no-tap 300.
Yeah, we discovered that. We don't know what a no-tap is, but it turns out when you play no-tap bowling, a 9 is a strike 2. So this old lady, 97.
Sarah Lyons.
Yeah, she's 97. She rolled a 300, and it's in the news, but then they kept saying it's a no-tap 300. So if you roll a 9... They just sweep the 10th one away, and it's a strike.
Huh.
So it's a 9 or 10.
How many 9s did she roll?
Yeah, they didn't say. They just kept calling it a no-tap. So maybe all 10 all frames were 9s. But if you roll a 9, it's a no-tap 300.
That sucks.
It's not a 300.
No.
The fact that she's 96 and she's
still rolling
thunder.
Why?
She's probably got those kiddie ramps that she just bowls it down. Or
well, I thought no-tap when he said it was like no bumpers.
She's still striving to get the full 300.
She's got TikTok, lady. Hurry up.
That's why she's working hard. And the key to her long life?
Twinkies and whoring.
Is family. Spending time with family.
No, it's not. That's not medical.
Thank you to the cow obsess. I'm now down this rabbit hole. Longest ingrown hair.
Oh, pull it.
My face for months.
This guy decided to take a pair of tweezers to a weird spot on his face.
Oh, God.
And unexpectedly opened up a Pandora's box of ingrown hair.
Oh! Brady, I want that. I want to eat that.
That's fishing line.
Is that actually an ingrown hair or an ingrown spool of thread?
Oh.
Yeah.
This must be the
why are you so conspiratorial about this?
Yeah! That's a bunch of bull, doctors! How dare you put that on TV?
Who cares?
Yeah, that's still a foot to the screen.
Oh, God. Sorry, go ahead.
We'll end it with a couple of pretty videos.
A couple more?
Oh.
Yeah, a couple more.
Ugh.
First one is a lady with her parrot. It's kind of it's a cute little squeeze toy sound that the parrot's making.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure I'm real crazy about how she's making the parrot
make
the noise.
Okay. This is going to be dirty.
No, it's not dirty.
She's squeezing a parrot too hard. Well, that's a commercial for a Hyundai.
Wow. She runs it over with a Subaru.
That'll make a parrot squeak every time.
Don't like it. Ah, lesbian. She's a lesbian.
Stop calling me a lesbian.
There we go.
Oh, she's squeezing his head. He looks like Boba Fett's mask. That's, you know, it could be crying in horrible pain.
But then she does it a couple times without squeezing it.
Yeah, because he still feels the aches and pains of the last time.
It's called post-traumatic stress, Brady.
You put my head in a vise 50 times, and I'll tell you about Charlie M.
You and make me pop your eye out of your parrot skull for Charlie M?
That half a parrot.
Yeah.
Now I want to show you, every now and then we get a commercial, a good TV commercial from another state.
Right.
We've had a couple of lawyers.
Those are the good ones. I like those.
This is Radiant Plumbing in Austin, Texas with the Toilinator.
Okay.
Here's their right now.
It's 2020, the worst year ever.
The toilet with big eyes.
The toilet uprising began.
We must destroy the mother toilet. We will not stand for a toilet takeover.
We've got bowel movement. Turn on all frequencies. Alpha team, status report.
I can see the mother toilet now.
Go! Now!
The toilets have taken over the squad commander. He's been covered in mud.
That's not mud. It must be dominated.
Come with me if you want to flush.
Plunge me!
We got the white feet.
Toilet, baby. For all your plumbing,
AC, and drain needs,
just call Radiant. Come on, what are you doing? Pick up the phone now.
Take a lap.
Yeah.
Take a lap for bringing that to
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
Two.
What were you? Yeah, you're right. Brett's right. Take two laps. Take two laps and go water the flowers in your bitch barn. What was that? Why are you enjoying that so much? Why would you even
because
bring that?
Poop. That was terrible.
Poop. That was terrible. Yeah, because it's a toilet. You're a child. Seriously, walk around. Think about what you're doing. Think about what you're doing. I was watching you during that. I was watching you during that. You had a huge grin on your face at first. You realized midway through,
nobody's reacting the way I did. This is failing.
Yeah, you weren't doing that because you're – look, P.T. Barnum, you didn't have it in your head that we were going to hate it as much as we
did. The show must go on.
Because we didn't hate it out loud in a funny way. We just were miserable with it. That was not some grand plan of yours to go, well, this will chap their hides. You didn't have anything other than, this is hilarious. They're going to love it. That was one of the largest wastes of my time. And now, thank God, it will be Trump tonight with Minshew versus Fitzmagic. I'd rather watch that toilet commercial 100 times than the
no
game.
No way.
Yes, sir. Big bowl of black licorice in front of me. Apologize.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, to everybody out there. Terrible.
I'm so sorry.
That was the equivalent of you just doing fart noises with your armpit for 12 minutes.
I'm a little boy. Why is no one laughing? I'm dying up here.
He doesn't know how to die.
I'm taking a bath.
Terrible. I watched you during that whole commercial. Once I realized, oh, this really sucks, I watched your face wash over with.
They're hating it. I can feel how bad this is.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Terrible. I apologize for Brady for that. He will be taking two laps around the building. There you go. That was your Brady report with a complete failure at the end. It's 98.
Our country is facing a major crisis. We need to find out what's causing it.
K-U-P-D. You want to get away. Far away. To a place people aren't. You know what'll get you there? A Jeep. That's right, an off-road machine with a big lift and big tires. A rolling definition of go big or go home. And at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Jeep during the Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.